Well, I'm about to turn 40. The big Fortorino, 20 years ago, what they call the new 30. Although I'd rather be turning the old 30. You know, if I had known how fucked up this decade would have become, I sure as hell would have drank more. It's not that I'm worried about getting older. I can still play football, basketball, and the violin as well as I used to, which is not at all. And hell, I can still do most things better than a lot of people 3 times my age. And don't forget, you're talking to the winner of Good Housekeeping's Pretty Good Fuck Award for the past 5 years running. Granted, you have to push my nuts out of the way to see the sticker, but it's worth it, for me. And don't get me wrong, I love the attention that your friends and loved ones lavish on you at this time of the year, the parties, the gifts, the attempts to embarrass the teetotaling fuck out of you in front of strangers, but what really frosts my nipples is the fact that it just loses a lot of meaning once you grow to that ripe old age of reason, also known as the year that you go to real prison instead of juvenile hall when you set fire to a mailbox. Birthdays were something you looked forward to as a kid. In the preteen years, you had parties and clowns and candy and toys and homemade cake. God, do I miss Grandma's homemade cakes. Those dual-layer yellow cakes with the double fudge Betty Crocker frosting, still warm from the oven, and a cold glass of milk. And back then, you could enjoy the fucking thing. You didn't wonder with every bite, gee, how much trans fat is in this? And how many miles am I going to have to do on a treadmill to work this off? And then you start to grow up, and there's some good milestones for a while. There's Sweet 16, you know, the first prom. Grandma made me the prettiest silk gown you ever saw in your life. And then I turned 18, which for me meant I could move out of folks' house and stop wearing that fucking dress. 19 and 20 were a blur, because I was too busy experimenting with alcohol that I bought with my fake ID that I made in art class. And then 21 came, and I could buy my own booze and retire my ID. Although in my case, I drew a mustache on mine, and I use it to get those senior citizen prizes on Denny's Grand Slam breakfast. And then, that's it. You turn around and there are no more age perks. But not only that, you lose all your birthday party rights. Let's face it, your gifts are now sensible shit. Clothes, DVDs, and gift cards. Or gag gifts that are only funny for the drunken asshole that bought it for you. No one is ever going to give you a slot car racing set again, no matter how big a shit fit you throw in front of the KB Toy and Hobby. That's okay, I didn't like that particular mall anyway. You don't even get free tokens anymore at Chuck E. Cheese on your birthday. And worse, they water down to beer. I'll say it right now. Chuck E. Cheese is a Gouda-addicted, big-eared cocksucker. And I hope he spends his nights with the bear from the Rockefeller explosion bouncing enough balls off his chin to fill the ball pit those kids are always shitting in. And cakes? Don't get me started. The only cakes adults are allowed to enjoy now are the ones that strippers jump out of, shaking knockers all over the place. And the only ones we can find these days are those prefab sheet cakes from the grocery store. And one cancels out the other, because the only way to fit a stripper into one of those cakes is to cut her into pieces and arrange them symmetrically in the batter. And let's face it, not a whole lot of shaking going on at that point. So birthdays just become another day proving that despite the odds, we lived another year, and there are no more milestones coming until you hit retirement age. Maybe. Then again, maybe the WHO got it right with my generation. But my generation, or at least me personally, aside from the comfort and support of my friends and loved ones, birthdays have gone from, ooh, will I get that new big wheel, to, oh, did I remember to renew my driver's license? License and tag. Although now that I've hit 40, all my friends tell me there's another test I gotta take. Some government thing. A prostate exam? I don't know what the test is gonna be like, but I'm betting if it's like the DMV stuff, I'd probably much rather have someone's finger shoved up my ass. So this is Point T. Weasel at point.furryhost.com and movio.com saying that, you know what else frosts my nipples? Betty Crocker, wearing that house dress and that apron, wearing house slippers and baking me a pie. So these are the thoughts you have when you take too much Cialis.